Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Back here in Triton, and our pregame show in the books. You've heard our coaches' interviews, and we're getting ready to get this one going here tonight between the Bucks and the Cobras of Triton. And the colors just being retired here after the national anthem, and we're about ready to play some football here tonight. Bob Hansen's along. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for tuning in to our broadcast from Dodge Center here tonight on the turf. Beautiful facility here at Triton High School. They've had turf here for a while, since 2013. And it's always nice doing games on a turf field, Bob. You can see everything so good.
Yeah, it's nice when it rains and snows and stuff like that, too. You don't have the mud and junk on the field and stuff like that. So this should be a fun game tonight. They've got some outstanding players. This Pierce Petershot, the quarterback, he's the real deal. He's 6'5", 190 pounds.
And only a junior, too.
Yes.
He started as a sophomore last year.
And he throws a nice ball. He, just watching him in warm-up, it's a perfect spiral. And he can lay it out there, lay it into his receivers. And the Buck defensive backs are going to have a strong game tonight because he's going to attack them.
Yeah, so we're going to see Gage Barker at a corner. Braden Ray probably in there. Caden Juba also will play quite a bit at corner or possibly safety to spot Jacob Granjanet once in a while. Granjanet and Branson Huskins are the safeties. Those guys got a target on their back tonight.
Yeah, they got their work cut out for them, and they just got to keep them in front. Don't let them get behind and make the play when they... If they catch the ball, you know, make the tackle at that point, not let allow big plays. I think Dodge Center Triton is a big play team, and I think once they get momentum, that stuff can really involve a lot of good things for them, and they hope that they can get those long pass plays.
Well, the other piece of their very good offense is Brody Moneykaisen, who is now a running back for them. Last year he played in the slot, was very good player in that spot. They move him to running back this year. He had 150 yards rushing, I think, in that first game against Maple River last week.
Yeah, he's a good hard runner, and he's very well built. He's not a real big kid, but he looks strong. You know, I think he's about 160, 170 pounds, but he's pretty well put together. And it should be a test for the Blue Earth defensive line. Those guys up front are going to have to stop him at the initial line of scrimmage there.
Well, the Bucks offensively at the running back spot. So Tristan Tunglin, as you all know, out for the year after breaking his fibula in game one last week. I think we'll see a lot of Braden Ray. You know, he was a running back coming up in his younger years. He did start the year as a slot player, but I'm sure we're going to see him a lot at running back. And, of course, Manny Granillo, who came in last week when Tunglin got hurt. We'll see plenty of him, too. So we'll see how they kind of move people around because of that injury. The kickoff tonight brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. Kicker is going to be
Number eight.
Valdez for Triton. Blue Earth area will receive to start the game. Gage Barker and Jake Granjanet deep for the Bucks as this one is ready to go from the kickoff at the 40-yard line. Welcome to more Buck football tonight here on 98 Country. And the kickoff toward the far side of the field, scooped up on a hop at about the 8-yard line and covered very well. They won't even quite get back to the 20-yard line on the return by Gage Barker. And so Blue Earth area sets up shop first and 10 on their own, What's it going to be, about the 19-yard line or so?
I think you're going to right at the 20-yard
line. Right at the 20, okay, is where they end up spotting it. Jake Ranjanet opening at quarterback, of course, 5'10", 160-pound senior. And Braden Ray is indeed the running back to start here, 5'10", 170 senior. Caden Juba will be one of the slot guys, Gage Barker, and then Jose Salinas and Branson Huskins, the wideouts. But the Bucs show trips to the left on first down, and a slant pass is picked off. This will be a pick six on the first play. Stepping in front of that one, number four, Graydon Thomas. And he picked it off at the 25 and takes it to pay dirt for a Triton touchdown.
And that was a good read by Thomas. He just read that perfectly, and the ball came right to him and took it home for the touchdown.
And a touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. 25-yard touchdown, INT return. A pick six by number four, Graydon Thomas. They kind of line up in a 35, but those outside linebackers are kind of like corners. And he stepped in front of that one. The extra point kick now attempted here by, let's see, that was, I think, number eight again, was it? Christian Valdez.
Yes.
And the extra point kick is good, and wow. 12 seconds gone in the game, and Triton's up 7-0 already. We're back after this 30-second timeout. Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. Back here in Dodge Center. Wow. Triton strikes. The first play from scrimmage for Blue Earth area picked off by Graydon Thomas for a 25-yard touchdown return. And here's Valdez to kick it off again for Triton. And this one will be fielded at the 10-yard line by Gage Barker. Takes off right side, cuts it outside across the 30, and a decent return to about the 32-yard line. And Blue Earth area will try this thing again. The first turnover of the game, an interception brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair at 507-236-9717. First and 10, 32-yard line for Blue Earth area. Let's hope for a better play on the second play from scrimmage. It's a handoff straight ahead. Braden Ray on the carry for Blue Earth area, and he gets a decent gain to the 37, about a 5-yard gain.
Stop on the carry, or on the tackle for the Cobras.
Up front, Peyton O'Hara, the 220-pound senior, the center. Omar Gomez at left guard, 240 junior. Eli Blagg, right guard, 215 senior. Left tackle, Caden Osborne, 215 senior. And Joe Bell, the right tackle, 6'2", 185 senior. For the Bucks, their offensive line. Here's the handoff to Ray again. Bounces off a tackler, tackled at about the 39 for a 2-yard gain. And a third down and three now for Blue Earth area. Third and three at the 39-yard line for the Bucks. A couple of run plays by Braden Ray. And he'll be in the backfield again. Longer count by Ranjanet. Bucks, of course, no-huddle team this year. All about the wristbands that everybody wears. Trips to the left on this third and three play. Finally, the snap to Ranjanet. He'll run left side, and he is going to be close to the first down, but I don't think he quite made it. We'll see here after the spot. It's really close. Really close. The referee spotted it and is eyeballing. They're going to call it a first down, I guess. It is just enough. They needed the 42, and that's about all they got. First and 10 Bucks at the 42-yard line. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and the livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Blue Earth. Ray with another run left side, and he loses a couple this time.
Saltoon on the stop for the Cobras.
And Braden Ray goes backwards as they stuffed him at the line. 2 yard loss, second down and 12 now for Blue Earth area at their own 40-yard line. 7-0 Cobras lead on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. Franjanet back to throw, fires upfield and a high throw. Branson Huskins couldn't bring it down, and it's incomplete. Third and 12 coming up.
Good coverage that time by Andrew Holtet.
Defensively, Brady Staub and Isaiah Self in the ends up front. Craig Knutson, the nose tackle, nose guard in that three-man front. Graydon Thomas and Wade Holtet are the outside linebackers, but, you know, they kind of fall back into corners. Andrew Holtet, Brody Met, Moneykaisen in the middle, and Hunter Garnis is the middle linebacker. The corners, Garrett Jensen and Jackson Kramer, and Pierce Petershawn is the safety for the Cobras. Third and 12, Bucks back to throw. Granjanet throws right side. He's got his man. It's Huskins on a nice route down out. He still needed to run for the few yards to get the first down, but I think he got it.
Jensen on the coverage and the tackle getting him out of bounds for the Cobras.
But the Bucks do get a first down to the Cobra 48-yard line. First and 10, Bucks. As they are moving the ball now against this Cobra defense after the disastrous first play from scrimmage, a pick six to put the Cobras up 7-0 in motion. Gage Barker kept by Granjanet after a fake on the jet sweep, and he gets a nice gain to the Cobra 43-yard line for a 5-yard gain.
Nice blocking up front for, by the Buck front front four, front five there. Osborne, Gomez, O'Hara, Blagg, and Bell. Opened a nice hole for Granjanet.
Remember the Bucks used to run that jet sweep a lot back?
Yes.
And they don't do that much this year. We didn't see that a lot the first game either, I don't think. They're more kind of straight ahead team in the run game. Second and five at the Cobra 43 now for Blue Earth area. Throw out in the flat right side. Huskins makes the catch, and he sidesteps a man to about the 39-yard line or so. It'll bring up a third down for Blue Earth area.
Moneykaisen on the stop there for the Cobras.
Spotted right at the 40, a 3-yard gain. Third and two now for the Bucks at the Cobra 40. Braden Ray's gone pretty much exclusively in the backfield as the running back here today. Third down and two. And Granjanet getting instructions from the sideline. So Kuchenmeister, Randy Kuchenmeister, sits up in the booth. Oh, ooh. And a pass to Gage Barker. He hadn't really turned around yet, and the ball sails over his head. Incomplete, and a fourth and two now for the Bucks at the Cobra 40. And we'll see if they go for it here. As I was saying, Bob, Randy Kuchenmeister's been up in the press box. He is again tonight calling the plays from up there for the Blue Earth offense.
Yeah, he's done that before, but yeah. This year with the young team, I think he likes to see the whole field and see what's going on out there, and he's making the calls and being called in from the sideline.
All right, here we go. Fourth and two, Bucks at the Cobra 40. They fake the handoff. Granjanet, nice hole right side, and that'll be a first down to the Cobra 36 as they indeed convert on the fourth down.
Staub on the tackle for the Cobras.
Spotted at the Cobra 45, and the Bucks keep the drive alive on a, well, they did bump it up now. Well, 36-yard line, 36. First and 10 Bucks there. They keep the drive alive, converting on a fourth and two. Now the traditional slot and wide out on each side. Here's Grandjeanette to run again. And he had a guy grab him at the line, but he dragged forward for some momentum to the 32 and picked up about four on the play.
Seltun on the stop for the Cobras.
And so it'll be a second and six now for the Bucks at the Triton Cobra 32-yard line. After giving up that pick six on their first possession, the Bucks on the move. This drive started on their own 32-yard line. And it's at the other 32 now. Second down and six at the Cobra 32. Handoff goes to Braden Ray right up the middle, and Ray will get to about the 28, maybe another four-yard gain.
Craig Knutson on the tackle for the Cobras.
And spotted at the 29-yard line. We'll call it a three-yard gain. Third and three now for Blue Earth area at the Cobra 29. So far, the Triton Cobras have not been able to slow down the Buck offense here. They're moving it well. Trips out to the left on this third and three play.
Well, the Buck offensive line has been getting off the ball pretty well and getting some good blocks for the backs.
In motion goes Gage Barker from the left slot. And they'll throw it left side, though. Oh, and Caden Juba dropped it. He picked it up. I don't know if
that was a lateral or behind the line of scrimmage. So well, I think it was a live ball, so he could pick it up.
Okay. So he goes, yep, that's apparently what it was because he clearly dropped it, but he did pick it up and go with it, and he got down to the 28-yard line, gained one, fourth and two now. Another fourth and two facing the Bucks here on the Cobra 28-yard line. Ball at the left hash. 4:57 left to go, first quarter. 7-0 on the Remax Total Realty scoreboard. And a jet sweep to Caden Juba, but he can't get outside, and he's tackled back at the 30 for a loss.
Money Kaisen on the stop for the Cobra, and that was a good play. Good tackle.
That ends that drive as the Bucks can't convert on the second, fourth, and two they faced. And the Cobras take it over, first and 10 on their own 30-yard line. And we'll get a look at their offense here, as we haven't seen that yet. Their defense scored the first touchdown. And the very good quarterback that the Cobras have, Pierce Petersen. Brody Money-Kaisen will get most of the work out of the backfield. Hunter Garnis will be back there a little bit too. Christian Valdez, a slot guy. Their wideouts are Graydon Thomas and Garrett Jensen. But they aren't really wideouts. They like a double-tight formation a lot of the time. Back to throw. Petersen, the 6'5 quarterback, takes off and runs, and he's going to get very close to a first down on a kind of broken run play.
Campbell on the stop for Blue Earth area, but a big gain.
Gain of 10, just enough for the first down to the 40.
That Petersen is a good athlete. He just handles himself very well.
And so First and 10 at the 40 now for the Cobras. Petersen under center.
Whoop, fumble.
Fumble on the snap, ball loose, and a scramble under there. I think the Cobras got it back. But it'll be a loss of one on the play, second and 11 at the 39 now for Triton. Little bad exchange there. Center Austin Scanlon trying to get it to Petersen there. Their left guard, Andrew Holtet. Isaiah Selton on the right side. Wade Holtet is the left tackle, and Craig Knutson the right tackle for the Cobras. Money Kaisen was in the left slot. He goes in motion. Now pressure on the quarterback, but Petersen gets away. Now wide open across the field. It's caught by number 8, Christian Valdez, and he's going to score. Pierce Petersen chased out of the pocket. Bucks almost got to him. He circled to his left and threw it all the way back across the field, Bob.
And he was wide open. Yep. Somebody blew a coverage there, and he was wide open. And he throws a nice ball. Caught him right in stride. 62-yard touchdown.
Three plays, 70 yards on that drive, and another touchdown for the Cobras. Brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for your automotive, all of your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. Here is Valdez, who just caught that touchdown pass for the extra point. And the kick is up and good. We are down to 3:28 to go first quarter. All Cobras on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. Triton leading Blue Earth area 14-0. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com. Well, it was a three-play, 70-yard drive for the Triton Cobras, and a 61-yard touchdown pass from Pierce Petershawn to Christian Valdez. Actually, Christian's full name is Christian Valdez Miranda Jr. And he's the kicker, and he was wide open. Apparently, they figured, well, he's just the kicker. We're not going to cover him.
Yep, he was wide open is right.
He was all alone back on the other side of the field, and the strong arm of Pierce Petershawn was able to get it to him. Here's the kickoff, a short one this time, high in the air at the 20. Braden Ray is going to return this one, goes right side, tackled at the 27-yard line. The kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, call stage1sound.com. Bucks had a nice drive last time, Bob. It just stalled out once they got down.
Right. Beatty Staub down on the stop for the Cobras.
So they moved the ball well, but got stuck in a couple of fourth down plays, couldn't convert on the second one. And we'll see if they can keep that offense going. First and 10 on their own 28. Caden Juba in motion from the left slot. And they'll run it right side. And it will
Granillo.
Be... Granillo in there this time?
Four.
Okay, Manny Granillo, 5'8", 160 pounds senior now in there. It's back. Braden Ray taking a breather. Goes to the 31-yard line, gained 3, second down, and 7 for Blue Earth area there.
Dahlberg in at a wide receiver for Blue Earth area.
And we'll see him periodically here tonight. The sophomore, Sully Dahlberg, nice target, 6'4", a lean 150. As he lines up wide to the left, Juba's in motion again from the left slot. Handoff goes to Granillo, cuts back to the middle, another short gain, third down coming up.
Garnis on the stop for the Cobras.
Maybe to the 33, a gain of a couple, third and 5 for Blue Earth area now at their own 33-yard line.
Passing situation for Blue Earth area.
And they'll come with trips to the left, Barker, Juba, and Sully Dahlberg out there left side with Prance and Huskins alone on the right side. Play coming in. So it's Blake Brand who always relays the play in on the sidelines there for Coach Kuchenmeister, who's up in the press box. Back to throw. Throw to the flat left side. Gage Barker. Blockers in front of him, but they bust through. And the Cobras stop him at the 35, short of the first down, fourth down coming up.
Petershawn on the stop for the Cobras.
So, it'll be a fourth down. Bucks will have to punt. And
Money Kaisen back deep.
Money Kaisen back. The punt gets away. It's a little wide, and now Grand Jeanette's going to run with it far side, and he is going to be far enough up for a first down. broken play on the punt snap, and again, Grand Jeanette turns it into a Buck first down to the 40-yard line.
That's been one of our better plays. Grand Jeanette's done a nice job both games.
Last week, he had a punt snap over his head, and he picked it up at his own, 10-yard line or so, and ran it all the way for a touchdown. Here he picks up another Buck first down, first and 10 at the 41 now for Blue Earth area. And in motion goes Braden Ray, who's lined up as a slot man this time. Flag on the play as the run goes right side to Manny Granillo. Yeah, let's see. That was a back judge, probably some kind of a blocking penalty on the Bucs here.
Knutson on the stop for Triton.
That's a hold call on number 52, Eli Blagg. 10-yard penalty will bring this one back. Back to the 31, first and 20 for Blue Earth area at the 31-yard line. Down to 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 14-0. Triton leads it here on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard as the first quarter winding down. Trips to the left for Blue Earth area. Grand Jeanette back to throw. Looks left side. Fires. Caught by Dahlberg. His tackler misses him, and he keeps his feet and gets to the 48-yard line for a nice Buck gain.
Holtet, Wade Holtet on the stop for Triton.
Gain of 17, second and 3 for Blue Earth area now at their own 48. And I think they're going to let the clock run out here to end the first quarter. So the Bucks trailing. Two big plays for Triton, touchdowns, a pick six and a long touchdown pass has Triton up 14-0 over Blue Earth area on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. We're done with the first quarter. Quarter two coming up after this 1 minute timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Back here in Dodge Center. We head to quarter number two. Triton, all Cobras in the first quarter, lead 14-0. And the Bucks now after a nice 17-yard Grand Jeanette to Sully Dahlberg pass have a second and 3 now at their own 48 as we switch ends. Trips to the right now for Blue Earth area. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette throws, caught by Gage Barker. That's a first down as he gets across the 50. I think he got enough there.
Yep. Nice catch. And went up in traffic, made the catch. First down, Blue Earth area.
Yeah, there were some guys there. Close by, but Barker makes the catch. First and 10 at the Cobra 49-yard line now for Blue Earth area. Just underway here in the second quarter. Nice night for football. It's coolish, more football-like weather here tonight in Dodge Center. Back to throw now running is Grand Jeanette. Breaks some tackles, gets inside the 45 to about the 43.
Garnis on the stop for the Cobras.
They put it down at the 44. It's a 5-yard gain. Second and 5 Bucks now at the Cobra 44. And the play coming in from Blake Baran. via Randy Kuchenmeister. Back to throw. Pass out in the flat right side. Huskins makes the catch. And goes not very far, maybe a yard or two, and that's about it.
Jensen on the tackle for the Cobras.
They got maybe a yard, and that is about it. To the 43, second or third down and four now. At the Cobra 43-yard line. Trips out to the left now as the ball's on the right hash. Jose Salinas split wide to the right. The rest of the receivers all to the left side. Grand Jeanette with Manny Granillo in the backfield. Back to throw, looking deep this time down the left side, and it's incomplete. Trying to get it to Caden Juba, but he was covered pretty good there by Graydon Thomas.
Yeah, very good coverage that time.
So now a fourth and four at the Cobra 43. We'll see what the Bucks want to do here. They might just punt this one. Cranjanet almost looked like he was backpedaling to punt here, and it looks that way. So, Jacob Cranjanet, who's also the Buck punter, is going to kick it away.
Good kick, good
Money,
high.
Money Kaizen deep, fields it at the 10-yard line, and he'll take off right side. Good speed, Money Kaizen up to near the 30-yard line.
Dahlberg on the tackle for Blue Earth Area.
And so the Cobras start in pretty good field position at their own 30-yard line. 9:58 to go here in the first half. And the Cobras, who had two big plays, a pick six on the first play from scrimmage for Blue Earth Area for a touchdown, and then a 61-yard touchdown pass from Petersen to Valdez for the other score. And they have it back again, leading 14-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. First and 10 on their own 30-yard line. Here's Petersen back to throw, looking deep over the middle, incomplete. And Caden Juba on the coverage. And the pass intended for Garrett Jensen, incomplete.
Juba on the coverage for Blue Earth Area. That was pretty good coverage at the time.
Not bad. Doc had some words of encouragement for him there. And
wanted him to turn and look towards the quarterback and see when the ball was coming, I think is what he wanted. But he had pretty good coverage.
Garrett Jensen was kind of complaining that he had his route inhibited there, but no call on the play. Here's a pitch right side. Money Kaizen on the carry. And he's met up there with middle linebacker Hunter Veland.
Yeah, Veland, nice tackle on that play. Met him head-on in the hole and brought him down.
So third down for the Cobras. Gain of two there. Third and eight at the 32-yard line for Triton.
Be ready, defensive backs, because it's going to come to you.
Passing situation. Juba's the corner on one side, Barker on the other. And back to throw, Petersen looking left side, now comes down deep, and it is caught. Good coverage pretty much by Grand Jeanette there, but amazingly, Garrett Jensen caught it. That pass was perfect.
Perfect, perfect pass.
He laid that right in there. I mean, Jake had good coverage, Bob.
Yes, he did. He's right there for the tackle and everything else, but this Petersen is the real deal.
And another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10, Cobras, big play there to the Buck 43-yard line. And the kind of bootleg rollout, fake handoff, and then a pass right side is caught for another good gain. This one, this catch made by number six, that is Brady Staub.
And Veland on the stop for Blue Earth Area, but there wasn't many around him when he threw the ball. It was just kind of like a wheel route, and he was able to catch the ball and had good yardage ahead of him.
And he picked up 21 on the play. First and 10 now to the Buck 22-yard line. The Cobras on the attack again here. Already up 14-0. Blue Earth area, they have it first and 10 at the Buck 22. Petershaw back to throw, fires right side. That one caught by Graydon Thomas.
Tackle by Barker on the sideline there, but another first down for the Cobras.
And they get it down to the 12-yard line, a 10-yard gain exactly. First and 10 now at the Buck 12.
Hiletic into the ball game at a defensive end for Blue Earth area.
First and 10, oops, all kinds of movement on the line. Here come the flags.
That's going to be against the Cobras.
They jumped off, jumped a little early on the count there. Ball start.
O'Hara and Gomez into the ball game for Gampel and Osborne, giving them a breather.
Back out to the 17-yard line. First and 15 for the Cobras there. They can get a first down at about the 2-yard line. 8 minutes now to go here in this first half. 14-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Cobras have the lead. In motion, Valdez from the right side. Back to throw, Petershawn. Steps left now under pressure, and he gets away from the pressure. Now runs right side, and now he takes it all the way in for a touchdown in the corner of the end zone.
That was all Petershawn right there. Boy, he made some moves on the defensive backs for Blue Earth area to get into the end zone.
And six plays, 70 yards. The Cobras march downfield for another score, another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. 70-yard drive, six plays. Petershawn on a broken play takes it in from 15, or from 17, actually. And here's Valdez on for the extra point now. Snaps good, kick blocked. And with 7:49 left to go in the first half, it's all Cobras here at Dodge Center.
Veelan on the block.
20-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. Cobras over the Bucks back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Well, a six-play, 70-yard drive for the Cobras on that one. Pierce Petershawn on a 17-yard run. And no good on the extra point, so it is a 20-0 lead for the Cobras.
New kicker, Randy, number 32.
All right, that's Miguel Martinez. They have both guys do kicking duties. So Martinez this time will kick it off. And fielded by Gage Barker at the 10. Barker cross the 20 to the 25, and he'll be upended right about there on the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, call Stage One Sound or check them out at stageonesound.com.
Hunter Garnas downfield for the Cobras to make the tackle.
And the Bucks have it, first and 10 on their own 25-yard line. They better get some offense going here pretty quick, or this one's going to get out of hand in a hurry. And they'll hand it off straight ahead on the carry. Braden Ray back in there at the running back.
Staub on the stop for the Cobras, but very little gain.
Couple at best, second down Bucks. At the 27, second down and 8 yards to go. Braden Ray will work on this series in the backfield with Grand Jeanette as he waits for the play to be relayed into him.
Now he's got it.
Second down, 8 yards to go. In motion is Barker from the right slot. Back to throw, Grandjeanette in the flat. Caught by Barker left side, but he's tackled immediately at about the 29. Might have got a couple. Third down coming up.
Jackson Kramer on the stop for the Cobras.
Third down and about six to go for the Bucks at the 29. Nobody's used a timeout yet here. 6:25 left to go here in the first half. Third down and six. And back to throw once again. Grandjeanette fires near side, and it is incomplete. Trying to get it to Barker, and that'll bring up a fourth and six in a punting situation for the Bucks.
Well covered by the Cobras.
Yeah, they had a bunch of guys over there, didn't they? Well, that first drive, the Bucks moved the ball very well, but it's not been as smooth on their second and third opportunities here, Bob.
No, and the Cobras are getting good pressure on Grandjeanette. They're getting after it.
So that'll bring out Grandjeanette to punt it away.
Uh-oh.
And the snap, I was looking down, Bob. The snap, was that off target again?
No, I think he just dropped it.
Dropped it that time. Then he tried to throw it, and it's incomplete. So now the Cobras are going to have a very short field here after kind of a muffed-up punt deal. We've seen a lot of that this year, Bob.
Yes, we have.
A couple of times it's turned out okay by
this
Grandjeanette.
Time it didn't. They
no.
had him covered.
Yeah, they weren't going to let him get away with a broken punt run on that one. So now short field, first and 10 at the Buck 29 for Triton. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Peter Sean under center. And he'll pitch it left side. On the carry is Money Kaizen down to about the 21-yard line or so.
Huskins with a good ankle tackle for Blue Earth area.
22 is where they spot it. Gain of 7. Second down and 3 now for the Cobras.
He's got quick acceleration, that Money Kaizen.
Money Kaizen, yep.
Yeah, he gets to the line in a hurry.
Yeah, like we said, he's not huge. 5'11", 170, but he's quick. And he's a good runner, a good shifty runner. Pass or a pitch to the right side to Money Kaizen again. And look at him dragging tacklers down inside the 10-yard line. He'll bring up a first and goal for the Cobras.
Yeah, the Bucks got to get down around the ankles because he just carried three guys with him.
Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago.
We've got a buck down, so there'll be a timeout on the field here, I think. Injury timeout.
Ball was spotted at the 9-yard line. And so it's going to be first and goal for the Cobras at the buck 9 with 5:19 left to go here in the first half. And we haven't been able to pick up who. It's an offensive lineman for the Bucks. It's Gamble.
Gamble, yep.
But it looks like he's okay. He's up and walking off under his own power, so that's good.
Look like a cramp.
I meant to say defensive lineman there. Gamble trying to catch up with Money Kaizen there. So he's all right. He'll come off. The Cobras have it first and goal now at the Buck 9-yard line. 5:19 left to go, first half. 20-0. Cobras lead it on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Money Kaizen in the backfield as Petersen goes under center. He'll pitch it to Money Kaizen right side. Breaks a tackle down inside the 5, short of the goal line. And second and goal for the Cobras there. Ball on the 2-yard line now. Second and goal from the two, no huddle Cobras.
Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
They're coming to the line real quick here. Handoff goes to Money. Kaizen off right tackle, and he is not quite there.
Again, Rosenau on the stop with help from Barker.
Third and goal at the one now. And again, no huddle. Petersen quickly to the line under center. He'll hand it off to Money Kaizen again, and he's tackled for a loss this time back out near the four-yard line.
Barker on the stop for Blue Earth area.
And a fourth and goal. They put it down right on the five, in fact. A four-yard loss there. And it's fourth and goal at the five now for the Cobras. Yeah, it looks like they're going to go for it here. Don't see any kickers getting ready here.
I thought they might have tried to sneak with that Petersen, but they didn't.
I did, too.
6-5. And
from the one, I thought that's exactly what they were going to do. Probably should have, in retrospect. Fourth and goal at the five-yard line now, and a timeout.
Calls timeout. Yep.
Petersen will head to the sidelines and visit with Brandon Nesseth on a timeout for Triton with 3:37 to go in the first half. On the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard, Cobras leading big 20-0 over Blue Earth area. Back in a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, five generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here in Dodge Center, fourth and goal for the Cobras at the five. They had it first and goal at the nine. And a nice gain got it down to a second and goal at the two, but it's been...
Well, the Bucks need to make this stand here. They've got to come up with a stand.
Well, this is the play right here. Fourth and goal at the five. Trying to keep the Cobras from adding to their 20-0 lead. Here we go. Petersen will work from the shotgun this time. And his running back is Hunter Garnes. Looking left side, now throws over the middle, and it's caught for the touchdown. It is...
Goff, is it? No, number four.
Number four.
Thomas.
Yep,
Graydon
Thomas.
What a pass.
Thomas, five-yard touchdown catch, and it's 26-0 now. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. 26-0, and they're going to go for the
extra point. Kick, yep.
Thought maybe they'd go for two there for a minute to make up for the one that was blocked last time. But this time it'll be Miguel Martinez with the extra point try. Kick on the way, and it is good. 3:33 left to go in the first half on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. 27-0. It's Triton leading Blue Earth area. Back in a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here in Dodge Center, six plays, 29 yards on that drive for the Cobras. Petersen to Thomas, five-yard touchdown pass on fourth and goal. Kick was good, 27-0. And here's Martinez with the kickoff.
Nice kick.
End-over-end kick to about the nine-yard line. Gage Barker will reach, or Grand Jeanette will return it from there. Bounces outside. No, that's Caden Juba actually on the return that time. And he bounces out on the near side. Good return by Caden.
Pretty good field position for the Bucks at their own 45, is it?
Looks like it. Nice return by Caden there. And so it will now be Bucks still trying to get on the scoreboard. Just 3:24 left here in the first half. First and 10 on the 45.
McMartin in at the nose tackle for the Cobras. 5'11", 240-pounder in there. He takes up a little space.
So here we go. Huskins split wide to the right. And an up back this time with two receivers to the left. And they'll try a run left side with Braden Ray. Good run, but he's hit hard at the 49 and stopped there.
Wade Holtlett on the stop for the Cobras.
And a four-yard gain, second and six now at the 49 for the Bucks with 3:05 left to go here in the first half.
Bucks are huddling now.
Yeah. I don't know if they huddled at all against Pipestone.
I don't think they did.
If they did, it was not very many times for sure. Second down and six for Blue Earth area. From their own 49-yard line, Huskins right. They'll have that up back again with two receivers to the left. Braden Ray takes the handoff left side. Met up near the line of scrimmage. Forward progress maybe to the 50. And that's about it.
Wade Holtlett on the stop for the Cobras.
Third down and five right on the midfield stripe for Blue Earth area. Ranginetta on the near side taking the play. Relayed down to Blake Baran. Third down and five at the 50. Ranginette back to throw. Fires right side, and that one almost picked off. Number five
was Jensen, Garrett Jensen, and he would have had a touchdown if he'd have gotten that one. He stepped right in front of it, off his hands.
Yep, almost another pick six there. And so a fourth down now at the 50 for Blue Earth area. And Bucks presumably will punt here with 1:55 left to go till halftime. So Granjanet in punting formation. Money Kaisen goes back to receive it. He didn't get back in time. It goes over his head. Now it rolls down to the one. He picked it up. And he is still on his feet, but is going to be tackled near the 5-yard line.
Granillo on the stop for Blue Earth area.
That was a little dangerous.
Yes, it was.
He's ball got still some rolling moves. Around there down by the inside the 5-yard line. But it'll stay the Cobras ball, first and 10 on the 5. 1:41 left to go till halftime. 27-0 on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. It's been all Cobras here in the first half. And now
timeout, Blue Earth area.
Yep, Bucks take a timeout. So with 1:41 left to go, first half, 27-0. It's Triton leading Blue Earth area here on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here in Dodge Center on the turf here at Triton High School. Triton looking to go 2-0 after a 42-13 win over Maple River in Game 1. And they are probably a favorite in their section, but they still have that tough schedule, Bob. They play Chatfield, they play Cannon Falls, they play Caledonia.
Well, I think, you know, playing good competition also helps your team, and I think that's what helped them last year to get to the state tournament. That's, yep. You know, they faced some good competition, but that's a hard count there, and Petersen drew the Bucks offsides.
So first and five, it'll come out to the 10-yard line. They try to get the final minute 41 off here in the first half. So, 5-yard penalty. Bucks offside, first and five from the 10. Petersen back to throw and is near the goal line. Throws right side. Short hopped his intended receiver, Graydon Thomas. Incomplete. And it'll be second and five.
That's where the Buck backs, defensive backs have to watch that double move, and because Petersen can throw the ball a long ways.
Second down and five. And they'll keep it on the ground this time. And a big hole. Money Kaisen right side across the 20, 25, 30. And finally tackled out near the 37-yard line. Big gain for Money Kaisen on the run there.
Gomez on the tackle.
Out to the 37. That was a 29-yard
scamper
run there.
Parker's got to come out of the ball game. Number 54 going in for Bucks, Carter Rosenau.
First and 10 for the Cobras now at their own 37 after that big run by Money Kaisen. Back to throw, Petersen looking deep down
got
the far sideline.
Oh,
he had a man. That was that Money Kaisen over there?
Yes, and he had a step.
And it was just overthrown. And a second down and 10 at the 37 now with 1:06 left to go in the first half. So the Cobras are not taking their foot off the pedal here, are they?
No, they're not. Second and 10 for the Cobras.
So we'll see if they try to air one out again here. They went deep on that one. Down, just a straight route down the far sideline. Petersen, play action, rolls to his left. Now he'll run with it as he does have room and runs out of bounds at about the 48 or 9-yard line, and that'll be another Cobra first down.
He's got pretty good speed, too, for a big guy.
To the 47 is where they spot it. First and 10 for the Cobras at their own 47, down to 58 seconds to go first half. First and 10, Cobras. Petersen from the shotgun now this time. Hunter Garnes in the backfield. He rolls to his right, flag on the play. He pump fakes, now runs, has a lot of room down inside the Buck 40, but a flag.
I think they're going to get the Cobras for holding.
Yep. So this one's coming back. We're thinking a holding call coming here.
I think 61 on Holtlett, I think, is the guy that they got.
Okay.
Well. Chop block.
Andrew holds it. So this one comes back. Marching off the 10-yard penalty, we'll bring it back to, oh wait, that's a 15-yarder, isn't it? All the way back to the 32, so that's a big penalty there. First and about 25 now from the 32-yard line for the Cobras.
Cobras have one timeout left, right? Or do they have two timeouts?
Two, I think, okay. Yep. 51 seconds to go. In motion goes Valdez from the right slot. Petersen rolling to his right, and now it's an option. He pitches, and a big run right side, out across the 50 and down inside the 50-yard line. I think that was Hunter Garnes. Not sure, yeah, though, in the backfield.
Gomez on the stop for the for Blue Earth area.
Hunter Garnes was running right along there in an option play, and the pitch finally came. And they got a lot of that one back. Second down and about 6 yards to go now for the Cobras, down to 38 seconds to go. They're on the buck 48. Second down, 6 yards to go. Nothing. Triton leading Blue Earth area on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And the Cobras looking to add some more here. We had a timeout called here. We'll keep it right here. That was a Blue Earth area timeout that time. That was the Triton. Was Triton's.
Gomez had to come out. Looked like he had a knee injury or something there. And so Osborne is in for him.
Okay. So one timeout left for the Cobras. 38 seconds left to go till halftime. Here's a throw out in the flat left side. Money Kaizen makes the catch. Gets away from one tackler inside the 40 and down to the 35-yard line for another Cobra first down. They got to hurry, though. Clock running.
Huskins on the tackle for Blue Earth area.
Stopped it quickly to move the chains. Now under center, and it's spiked by Petersen to stop the clock with 26 seconds to go. So first and 10, Cobras now on the buck 36-yard line. Make that second and 10 now after the spiked ball. And the Cobras mean business here. They're trying to put another score in here before halftime. Already up 27-0 on Blue Earth area. Garrett Jensen split wide to the right. Everybody else in tight. I formation. Petersen fakes the handoff to the fullback. Rolls right. Throws wide open. Caught by Garrett Thomas, Graydon Thomas, and he'll take it in for the touchdown. Graydon Thomas on a 36-yard strike from Petersen.
Nice route by Thomas, and once he caught it, it was over. He was wide open and sprinted into the end zone for the touchdown.
And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models. That's Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. Extra point try coming now from Miguel Martinez. With 18 seconds left to go in the first half. Snap down. Whoop, that
no
one tipped.
Look,
maybe at the line. So the field, or the extra point, no good. And 18 seconds to go till the half on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. Triton 33, Blue Earth area nothing. Back in a moment.
Hy-Vee has been serving the surrounding area for many years with the freshest fruits and vegetables in the produce section. Quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood in the meat department. Fresh baked pies, rolls, donuts, and cookies in the bakery, along with delicious Italian and high chai food, Caribou coffee, a pharmacy, deli, and floral department. Sign up for a Hy-Vee perks card and save money on groceries and gas. All at your Fairmont Hy-Vee.
Back here in Dodge Center, 8 plays, 95 yards for Triton on that drive. Petersen to Thomas for another touchdown. Thomas having a big night. No good on the kick, 33-0. It's Triton out in front. And here is Miguel Martinez to kick it off. Squibbs one, knocked down by one of the up men there. That was Veland.
Bucks will falls start on at their 41.
Yep, falls on it at the 41 with 17 seconds to go. I'm thinking the Bucks
take a knee, I think, and regroup.
Yeah, they got to figure something out here at halftime. Down big to Triton. 33-0. So first and 10 Bucks on their own 40-yard line. Ranjanet bringing the play from the sideline. Cobras are going to be pretty good this year, it looks like.
I think they are.
I bet you they'll be a little more competitive with the big Chatfields, schools. Cannon Falls of the world, too, here this year. So we'll see what the Bucks do here. Grangenet in the shotgun. He'll run it straight ahead. And he's tackled at the 43. That might be about it here from the first half as the Bucks look to be letting it out.
Holtet on the stop for the Cobras.
Halftime, 33-0. Triton leading Blue Earth Area on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in just a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Back here in Dodge Center halftime. And it's time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. Bob Hansen now with Cody Sikalski, and a tough first half for the Bucks.
Boy, they're a strong team, Cody. You guys knew that coming in, and that Peterson is really quite a quarterback.
Yeah, they really are. You know, it kind of started for us on that first play. We thought we had something there, and it just, you know, didn't bounce our way, and before we know it, we're down by a touchdown. And you know, we went on some long drives, I thought. We did a lot of nice things, and then, you know, we just couldn't get over that hump and get going a little bit further. But, yeah, you're right. They're athletic, and I have to give them credit for what they've done.
How about offensively? You did have some good plays there. You have some things that you're going to try this second half coming out?
Yeah, we've got a couple run things we want to try. I think we need to clean a few things up front with how we're blocking things. We have done some nice things and been able to move the ball a little bit. We just have to keep working on that, and hopefully we can spring a couple big ones here. So.
And the running game for the Cobras, they've got a nice running game, and they've got people that can motor.
They really do. I have to give them credit. They're tough kids, and you see when we go make a tackle, they're carrying us for 4 or 5 yards, and they have a really nice football team.
Well, best luck second half, Cody.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Cody Sikalski there. And halftime, Bucks in a big deficit here as they trail Triton by a score of 33-0 here at halftime. We'll come back with the first half scoring summary after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, all Cobras here in the first half. And here's the scoring summary. Of course, it did not start well for Blue Earth Area. Their first play from scrimmage, a pick six, throwing They had it first and 10 at the 20. And the throw out to the left side was picked off by Graydon Thomas for a 25-yard return for a touchdown. And quickly, the Cobras were out to a 7-0 lead after the extra point kick was good. Cobras get it back again. Three plays, 70 yards on the next drive, and another big touchdown pass here, a 61-yarder from Pierce Peterson to Christian Valdez. Kick was good, made it 14-0 in favor of the Cobras. And then next possession, after a short field, the Bucks muffing a punt, and the Cobras took over. Now, wait a minute, that was the next series. The next one was another good drive, six plays, 70 yards, and this time it was a run by Pierce Peterson of 17 yards for the touchdown. The extra point kick was no good that time, 20-0. The Cobras had the lead, and then they got the short field on a muff punt by Blue Earth area. They got it on the Buck 29-yard line, six plays, 29 yards. And on a fourth and goal at the five, looked like the Bucks maybe had a chance to keep them out of the end zone. But on fourth and five, Pierce Peterson on a five-yard touchdown pass to Graydon Thomas. And the kick good, made it 27-0. Thomas with a pick six and three touchdown catches here tonight. The next series, eight plays, 95 yards for the Cobras on that one, and Peterson to Graydon Thomas for the touchdown. And that was a 36-yard strike on that one. 36-yard touchdown pass, Peterson to Thomas. Extra point kick, no good. 33-0. It is the Cobras out in front of Blue Earth area here at halftime. So there you go, your scoring summary. As I was saying, Graydon Thomas is having himself a game here tonight. He's the 6'2", 190-pound sophomore. A pick six for a touchdown to start the game. And then he has, I guess it's only two touchdown catches, but an interception for a touchdown, and he's caught two for touchdowns here tonight to lead the way for the Cobras. And there you go. That's your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. We'll check in on the prep sports update coming up here in a bit at the half, and then back to Dodge Center in a little bit. Again, 33-0. Triton with the lead, back in a little bit.
Staling Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she is excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop
Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Friday, September 6th, sponsored by Friends and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. High school football continues statewide as we kick off week two. We had a handful of games Thursday, but the bulk of the action is tonight, 163 games. Some week two trivia to get us started. Who has the most state football titles in Minnesota history? The answer in a moment. Two running backs to watch this week, starting in the Metro, Kevin Johnson of Armstrong. Last week, he carried the ball 21 times for 308 yards and four touchdowns. He checks in at 5'8", 170. Up north, Duluth Denfeld's Tay Manns, 5'11", 205. He went for 254 and six scores in week one. Both are seniors. Both are back in action Friday night. Back to trivia. Who has the most state titles? There are two at the top, Eden Prairie and Caledonia. Each has won it all 11 times. The man at the helm for Eden Prairie for each of those wins is Mike Grant. He's currently fourth on the all-time coaching wins list. But there are two other names on that list that were notable this week. Becker's Dwight Lundeen earned his 400th career coaching win. He's second all-time behind Mike Malin of Verndale, who now has 433 wins. Both men have been coaching for 54 years. Malin has led Verndale to two state championships. The Becker Bulldogs have three under Lundeen. Ron Stolsky of Brainerd, Mike Grant of Eden Prairie, and Merrill Pavlovich of Delano round out the top five for career coaching wins. Grant, still active and in his 42nd year, has 389.
Hey, this is Chad Greenway, former Minnesota Viking linebacker, and I want to congratulate Ryan Phelps on his 5,000th show with the Minnesota Sports Prep Update.
Thanks, Chad. Yeah, we're coming up on show 5,000. It's actually 4 weeks from today. We're also coming up on another edition of After the Game. We broadcast live border to border from 9:30 to 11 every game night. We'll recap scores and highlights from all across the state. Find us on your favorite radio station or online with our new streaming partner this year, NSPN.tv. After the Game, tonight from 9:30 to 11.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
Are you looking for your first home? Franz and Bank and Trust's mortgage specialists can guide you through the entire home buying experience. Visit franzandbank.com/dreamhome to download a complimentary home buyer's guide and learn more today. Your dream home is just one click away. Franz and Bank and Trust, real people, real results. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 718070.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Minn Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Dodge Center, and halftime 33-0. It's Triton in control over Blue Earth area, and that Triton offense, pretty good machine there, Bob.
It's a real good machine. They've got everything. They've got passing, they've got good blocking, and they've got good running and deceptive running. The quarterback is very deceptive with his handoffs and dropbacks and stuff like that. They're a very, very good team.
All right, so looking around for some other scores of interest here tonight. Let's see. Caledonia's leading Dover Yoda 14-0.
What was that Chatfield score, Don?
Oh, you wanted to see Chatfield. They're up 33-7 on St. Charles.
Oof-ta.
Norwood Young America leading New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva 21-6. Pipestone and LeSueur Henderson are tied at 7 at halftime. Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop leading JWP 14-7. Jackson County Central leading Worthington 50-0 at halftime there.
They sound like they're for real, right?
JCC's, yeah. Redwood Valley leading Maple River 15-6 at halftime. St. James leading Windham 8-7. And Randolph and USC, we have not seen a score. There is no score to report on that yet. So see if we get something later, but no score there. And let me see about any of the other smaller schools. St. James, we mentioned, leading Windham. Looks like that's about all we have. Adrian Ellsworth up on Martin County West, 12-0. And that's it there. What about Fairmont in 3A? Yeah, they're leading Belle Plaine 27-0 in the third quarter there.
Matt Mahoney must have another good team this year.
Thinking, yeah, they're not bad. So there you go. 33-0 here. Bucks have moved the ball at times in the first half, Bob, but they haven't been able to sustain really much of anything.
Right. And, you know, the offensive line was giving Grandjeanette some protection so he could throw, but you got to be able to defend too, and you know, they're running the ball pretty hard against them.
So we'll be back. Second half kickoff coming up here from Dodge Center. We'll take another quick break. Back with more coming up in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying?
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back here in Dodge Center, we head to the second half. And Triton will receive the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. Go to stageonesound.com for more information. Grand Jeanette with the kickoff and the return out to near the 35-yard line.
It's by Garrett Jensen.
Jensen on the return. And
first half stats, Randy. Peterson, 7 of 11 for 171 yards and three touchdowns. They have 94 yards rushing. And for Blue Earth area, 39 yards passing and 38 yards rushing for a total of 77 yards. So dominance by the Copers.
For sure. And here they go, first and 10 from their own 35. Pass out in the flat right side, caught by Money Kaizen to the 40.
Grand Jeanette on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Picked up five there. Second down, well, no, he didn't. 3 yards to the 38. Second down and 7 for the Cobras there. We could be looking at a fourth quarter running clock situation here if the Cobras really only need two more points to get up by 35, so we'll see what happens here, but that could speed things up a bit. Back to throw, Petersen. Oh, he's going deep down the near sideline, but it's incomplete.
Good
Gage
coverage.
Parker right on the intended receiver, Graydon Thomas. Gage right with him there, Bob.
Yes, yes, had good coverage on him.
And covering Graydon Thomas, who's already got two touchdown catches and a pick six here tonight for the Cobras. Third and 7 now at the 38.
Jonathan Nelson in at a defensive tackle for Blue Earth area.
That's a new face in there for the Bucks. So here we go on third and 7 from their own 38. Petersen under center. He'll go with the pitch to Money Kaizen. Big hole left side across 45-50. He's off to the races. Grand Jeanette, the only one that can catch him. And Grand Jeanette does catch him, but not till he gets down to the Buck 15-yard line. Another huge play for the Cobras.
Boy, he's got some acceleration once he gets out in the open.
Yes, he does. And, you know, Grand Jeanette's not slow, but no. He had the angle on him and got to him. He's about the only guy probably left that could have caught him.
Yeah.
And so down to the 16 is where they spot it. First and 10 for the Cobras at the Bucks 16-yard line. Garrett Jensen goes out wide to the right. Everybody else in tight, handoff right side. Another big hole. Money Kaizen cuts back to the middle, and he's in for the touchdown. A 16-yarder for Money Kaizen. Brody Money Kaizen, that was a lot of him on that drive.
And that was a huge hole for Money Kaizen to run through.
No kidding. They had opened that up pretty good, and a 16-yard touchdown run for another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. And it's Miguel Martinez on for the extra point. And the kick is up, and it is good. 11:26 to go in the third quarter, 40-0 now. Triton with the lead on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard, and we're back in a moment.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Well, they certainly are not letting up here. The Cobras get the ball to start the second half, put together another impressive drive that started at their own 35-yard line, 16-yard run by Brody Moneykaisen, and 40-0. Cobras have the lead now as Martinez set to kick it off again. And the kick, kind of a shorter pooch kick to the 15, scooped up there by Gage Barker, trying to find some room to run, but he's covered pretty well and dropped at the 22 or 3-yard line. The kickoff again brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, stageonesound.com is where you want to go.
Brady Staub on the stop for the Cobras.
22-yard line is where they spot it for the Bucks, first and 10. Grand Jeanette will bring the play in from the near side. Coop's down on the field now, I see. He's kind of up here in the press box. And the Bucks had too many guys on the field here as hustling off.
Salinas,
yeah. Jose Salinas hustles off. And the first play here, good run right side. Around the corner, down the sideline goes Grand Jeanette, and he's got a big play for the Bucks. Across midfield, down near the 40.
Knutson on the stop for the Cobras.
Wow. That was pretty good.
Nice run.
All the way to the Cobra 40-yard line. Let's see, that would have been 38-yard run there by Jacob Grand Jeanette. That's probably the biggest play from scrimmage tonight for Blue Earth area. First and 10 now, Cobra 40-yard line, 10:39 left to play in the third quarter. Grand Jeanette straight ahead, tackled for no gain at the 40. Second and 10 coming up.
Selton on the stop for the Cobras. They've got Gomez lined up at up back and just as another blocker, I believe.
Right. Like what we used to see in the old jumbo package days there, but this is just a thing they'll do. They add that extra blocker. They take away one of the receivers. So trips to the left, one to the right. And an empty backfield for the up back this time. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette going deep down the far sideline. And it is caught.
Touchdown.
Yes. A touchdown by Huskins. Wow. Branson Huskins on a great throw there by Grand Jeanette.
He hit him right in stride,
a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he pulled her in for the touchdown. And the Bucks finally get on the board with their first touchdown of the night. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Yeah, Blue Earth area. We'll try the extra point now. Extra point kicker, Jake Grand Jeanette. And it is on the way and good. 9:46 to go in the third quarter. Blue Earth area finally on the board on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. 40-7 Triton with the lead. Back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back in Dodge Center, Bucks finally put together a drive for a score. 40-7 now. Triton has the lead. And Grand Jeanette ready to kick it off. Money Kaizen is the deep man. Couple guys flanked up in front of him. Here's the kick. Line drive kick going to be fielded by
Jensen.
One of the up guys there. Yep. And good return left side, and all the way out across the 40-yard line goes Garrett Jensen. And tackled
Juba on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Yeah, by Caden Juba at about the 43-yard line, it looks like. Next week, we have our first USC football game on the air for you. It'll be USC hosting Norwood Young America next Friday night in Wells. Back to throw. Pass flat right side, incomplete toward the direction of Christian Valdez. We've been calling him Christian Valdez here tonight, but actually his full name is, I got to find my sheet
Christian
here.
Valdez Miranda Jr.
There you go. That's a lot. So, sure Christian won't mind. But he's had a nice game. Caught a touchdown pass here earlier. Was the kicker at the beginning of the game. And now a handoff left side and a nice gain to the 50-yard line for about 7 yards.
Veland on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Yeah, Money Kaizen on the run. You said he had what? 170? No.
That was Petersham. Yeah, that had 7 for 11 for 171 yards. Passing. And they had 94 yards rushing total. The total team.
Most of that was Money Kaizen. First or third down and 3 at the 50 now for the Cobras, and they won't get the first down here. Money Kaizen on a pitch right side is brought down at the line of scrimmage. And a 4th and 3 at the 50.
Rosenau on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Bucks got on the defense there. We'll see if they punt or go for it here right at the 50-yard line.
I think they're going for it.
This Petersham kid is very good. He's only a junior, so they'll lose Money Kaizen, though. He's a senior this year. So here we go, 4th and 3 at the 50 now for Triton. Valdez in motion, back to throw. Petersham flushed out of the pocket, rolls to his left, now goes deep, wide open, caught at the 20, 15-10. It's Money Kaizen, money in the bank for another touchdown for the Cobras.
And
what happened there?
There was a breakdown in coverage because there was nobody around him. He just kept running, and Petersham threw the ball there.
I tell you what, the Bucks got pressure, flushed Petersham out of the pocket, but when he rolled to his left, he saw Money Kaizen behind the defense all alone, and that's a 50-yard touchdown pass for the touchdown. Brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. They are there for all your automotive needs, and they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Here's Martinez for the extra point. Kick is up and good. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Triton up 47-7 on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. We're back in just a moment.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Right back here in Dodge Center, another big play to add to the list. There's been a lot of that by Triton here tonight.
4 touchdowns for Petersham, and he can throw the ball.
That was a 50-yarder to Money Kaizen. So the kickoff now from Martinez. Looks like Blue Earth area had a late guy coming in there. And Martinez high short kick now to the 24-yard line, returned by Huskins, one of the up men.
He ran out of bounds, and the Bucks will have it at about the 33-yard line.
So Blue Earth area and their last possession was able to score and get on the board, but didn't take long for the Cobras to get that one back. First and 10 Bucks now at the 33. 7:58 left to go here in the third quarter. Trips to the left for Blue Earth area now. Now Manny Granillo coming off, and now the Bucks have to take a timeout. They had too much stuff going on there. So Blue Earth area takes a timeout with 7:58 to go in the third. Back to Dodge Center coming up after this timeout.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Bucks use a timeout to get organized. First and 10, 33. Pass in the flat left side. Caught by Gage Barker, but for no gain.
Jackson Kramer on the stop for the Cobras.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10 at the 33 for Blue Earth area. We mentioned USC football next week against Norwood Young America, and then 2 weeks from tonight is the big Blue Earth area Maple River game. Maple River was down 15-6 to Redwood Valley at halftime in their game tonight. We never could find a score on the USC-Randolph game. I know that was going to be a tough one for the Rebels tonight. Grandjeanette takes the snap. He'll run with it. Right side, stacked up. Short gain, maybe two or three. Third down coming up.
Knutson on the stop for the Cobras.
To the 36, gain of three, third and seven. They have the fancy down markers here at Triton. The old digital display. Don't even have to flip these. I guess a lot of places have those now, but you can definitely see them, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Third down and seven. Bucks at their own 36. Grandjeanette alone in the backfield. Back to throw this time. Throws right side. Caught, I think, there. Did he make the catch? Huskins?
Huskins, yes.
He did not make the catch. Fourth down. Couldn't see over.
I thought
on
he
the
gave him the
end.
Catch. I thought maybe that was the coach saying no catch.
Incomplete. Fourth down. Bucks are going to punt. Grandjeanette back to punt it away on fourth and seven. Snaps good this time. Here's the kick. And fielded at the 30-yard line. On the return, Graydon Thomas. And he'll get out to about the 48-yard line. And Triton will take over first and 10 there.
O'Hara on the stop for Blue Earth area.
6:05 left to go in the third quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard, it's 47-7. Triton with the lead over Blue Earth area. Ball on the 48, their own 48 for Triton. And Bucks got a couple of different guys in there, it looks like.
Here comes Jonathan Nelson again.
Okay. So, first and 10. Here's handoff straight up. And a carry right up the middle, and a lot of Bucks dragged along there for the ride down inside the 40-yard line.
Garnett.
Yes.
Carry, and he was running hard.
That was Hunter Garnas, who doesn't get a lot of carries. That goes mostly to Brody Moneykaisen, but Garnas with the nice run there, 5'11", 185-pound junior. As he gained 10, 11, 13 yards on that run to the Buck 39-yard line. First down for the Cobras there. Garnas playing tailback, takes the handoff, and another good run. That's going to be close to another first
nice
down.
Nice run. Gomez on the stop for Blue Earth area.
And so Garnas actually moving back to the tailback, and they have, did I see number 24 who's not on the roster?
Yeah, it's number 23. It's okay. Alexander Ortiz.
Okay. Good enough. So he's the guy that's in there as the
it's going to be motion on Ortiz. Got a little early start.
All right. False start on the Cobras. 5-yard penalty. We'll bring this one back. So the 5-yard penalty brings it back to the 34-yard line.
Kim Nagel in the ball game for Blue Earth area.
So we're starting to see a bunch of new faces here.
Sullenberg is in at a safety for Blue Earth area.
You mean Dahlberg?
Or Dahlberg. Sully, right?
You combined his two names. Yep. I like it. Sullenberg. We'll just call him that. Yeah, Sully's in there now. And here's a fake pitch rolling right. Petersen being chased by Veland on a blitz and had to get rid of it. Incomplete on the far side.
Got the official down, too.
Veland was chasing him all over the place. Petersen is a
elusive.
Yeah. He's very, he weaves his way around when he's scrambling, and he's tough to catch. Yeah, that would go as an incomplete pass. Second down and 15 now.
Jacob Gana in the ball game for Blue Earth area.
Okay, 34 of the Bucks, second and 15. And the pitch to Garnas again. Trying to get around the right corner. He does. 30 inside the 25. Finally pushed out near the 21 or 2-yard line.
Dahlberg on the stop for Blue Earth area.
Got to the 20 and not quite enough for the first down. They need to get to the 19 for the first, so it's going to be third and one.
Gonzalez into the ball game for Blue Earth area.
Third down, 1 yard to go. 47-7. Triton leading Blue Earth area, and they're on the drive again. Garnas, handoff right side, and he's got the first down and more as he bowls his way down to the 14-yard line.
I think Garnas is going to be a pretty good back for him next year. I don't think they have much to worry about.
Yeah.
He runs hard.
They're going to give Moneykaisen the rest of the night off, I think. And so it's going to be first and 10 for the Cobras again. Buck 14-yard line. Pitch left side. Garnas on the carry. He's got room around the corner, and he's going to beat everybody to the corner of the end zone for another touchdown.
Nice run. Nice blocking up front by the Cobras at 15-yard touchdown.
14-yard.
Yep.
Sealed the corner nicely there. And another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they do offer that nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. 14-yard touchdown run by Garnas, Hunter Garnas. And here comes the extra point try by Martinez. It will be Graydon Thomas with the hold. The kick is up, and it is good. 3:37 left to go here in the third quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard, it is Triton 54, Blue Earth Area 7. Back in a moment. Hy-Vee has been serving the surrounding area for many years with the freshest fruits and vegetables in the produce section. Quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood in the meat department. Fresh baked pies, rolls, donuts, and cookies in the bakery, along with delicious Italian and high chai food, Caribou coffee, a pharmacy, deli, and floral department. Sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card and save money on groceries and gas. All at your Fairmont Hy-Vee. Back here in Dodge Center, 54-7. Triton completes another drive with a 14-yard touchdown run by Hunter Garnis. Now the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, check out stageonesound.com. Kick shorts to the near side. Scooped up at the 10 by Caden Juba. Juba takes off trying to go right side, and he's clocked pretty good at the 18.
73 for Mason Bills on the stop for the Cobras.
Spotted at the 19-yard line. First and 10 there for Blue Earth Area. 54-7, Triton with the lead. We will have running clock in the fourth quarter, so that will speed things up a bit here. Grandjeanette back in with the play. The Bucks trying to put together another drive here.
Both sides have got a lot of new players in there.
Grandjeanette. And he'll run it. Up the middle now, bounces outside, near side, turns it upfield, 35, 40, 45, and out of bounds at the 49-yard line.
Braxton and Koss knocks him out of bounds, number 12 for the Cobras. Nice gain by Grandjeanette.
Got to the 48-yard line is where they'll spot it. First and 10 for the Bucks there. 3:21 now left to go in this third quarter. Juba in the slot right side. Huskins over that way. Barker left side. Hand off Braden Ray. Bounces outside across the 50. Lots of room now to the 45-40. And near the sideline, inside the 35-yard line, so a good drive for the Bucks here.
Scanlon on the stop for the Cobras.
Another first down for the Bucks. Brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 at the 33 of Triton now for Blue Earth Area. They have the up back again. Is that
Ray
Gomez there on that side?
Yep.
And the handoff goes to Braden Ray to the 30.
Wade Holtlett on the stop for the Cobras.
So ball to the 29 is where they end up spotting it. Close to a 4-yard gain there. Second and 6 now for the Bucks. Second down, 6 yards to go. And the Triton Cobras looking good here. They're off to a good start, winning big in each of their first two games. This one will be a lopsided one before it's over. Here's the snap to Grandjeanette. He'll run it out of the quarterback spot to the 22-yard line, 21 maybe.
Ortiz on the stop for the Cobras.
Tomorrow morning we'll have our Blue Earth Area Coaches Corner program. Tune in over on AM 1560 for that. We'll be on about 10 after 9. Lots to talk about this week again, and we'll have Coach Cook on to review this one here tonight against Triton. So here's Grand Jeanette on first and 10 at the Cobra 22. To Braden Ray he goes straight ahead to about the 18-yard line.
Austin Scanlon on the stop for the Cobras.
And about a 4-yard gain there, too. Second down and 6 now. Under a minute left to go here in the third quarter. Chuba slot right with Huskins out there. Barker to the left. Big up back is Omar Gomez left side. Braden Ray takes the handoff. Cuts back to the middle. Now to the outside. And he'll take it in for the touchdown. 18-yard touchdown run for Braden Ray. And the Bucks score again with 35 seconds to go.
Nice run that time by Ray. Made a nice cut on the play and sprinted into the end zone.
Extra point try coming from Grand Jeanette. Another touchdown. Lots of those tonight. Brought to you by Jay's Shop. Paul and his technicians there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop in Blue Earth. Caden Juba will hold. Grand Jeanette will kick the extra point. And the snap kick. Good. And it's good. 35 seconds left, third quarter. Triton with the lead, 54-14 on the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. We're back in a minute.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
StayLink Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. StayLink credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and StayLink is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for StayLink Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
We're back here in Dodge Center. Bucks getting ready to kick it off. Brought to you by Stage One Sound. If you've got a wedding, school dance, party, any event where you'd like a DJ, be sure to get a hold of Stage One Sound. Check out all the details on their website at stageonesound.com. Kind of a liner on the kickoff, goes to the far side, grab there at the 20.
Number 18.
Righto, that
Kevin
was
Young.
Okay. One of the up guys on the return there for the Triton Cobras. And they'll have it now first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. With 29 seconds left in the third quarter, we'll have running clock in the fourth quarter. Unless the Bucks score here before this quarter's over. And so, Cobras hand it off. And that's the little guy on the carry for the Cobras there.
William Wirtz on the stop for Blue Earth area, number 37.
And so, number 24, Alexander Ortiz is in there. He's only 5'4", 140-pound sophomore. And the quarter comes to an end as he was the last man to carry it to the 31-yard line. Three quarters in the books on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard at the end of three. Triton 54, Blue Earth Area 14. Back in a minute.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weavers has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weavers Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she is excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back here in Triton, we're in Dodge Center, Triton High School. We start the fourth quarter, Triton up 54-14. And a run straight up the middle, still on his feet. Number seven, Angel Felix in the game now. 5'8", 170-pound sophomore. And
22-yard pickup there.
Yeah, he went across the 50 all the way to the Buck 48-yard line on that run. So that is a heck of a run there. As we're starting to see all kinds of new faces, clock running, and it will be running clock. It only stops for timeouts, changes of possession.
Braxton Koss is in at quarterback now.
Okay, new quarterback here. Hand off the right side, and they continue to chew up yardage. That was Felix again on the carry, Angel Felix. And you mentioned, Bob, Braxton Koss in the game at quarterback. He's a 5'11", 140-pound sophomore.
William Wirtz on the tackle for Blue Earth area.
Down to the Buck 41-yard line. Toss under center. Here's a pitch. Felix on the carry again. Jeez, this guy's fairly impressive too.
Yeah.
He's not a little dude either. I mean, he's not tall, but he's kind of built a little bit. 5'8", 170-pounder for a sophomore.
Gonzalez on the stop for Blue Earth area.
And a good gain there for another first down for the Triton Cobras. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. Koss hands it off to Felix again. And once again, he gets good yardage down to the 20-yard line. So they continue to chew up the yardage here. Down to the Buck 21 now.
Yeah, the stable isn't going to be empty, I don't think, when Kaiser graduates. They've got some good running backs coming.
Yeah, it looks like it. This guy doesn't look bad at all.
No.
Sophomore. Angel Felix is his name. And he'll give it to him again, and he goes right side. Flag on the play. Down to near the Buck 10, but looks like a penalty on the Cobras coming. Holding call on the Cobras. So a 10-yard penalty will bring this one back. Now, why did they stop the clock?
Because the referee stopped the clock.
Yeah, it's not supposed to stop except for timeouts. Yeah, I don't know why.
It's going. But he stopped it. He stopped the clock. Yeah, I think the guy kept running it, and he overemphasized stopping the clock. So.
Well, what the heck? I don't think that's right, actually. It's not supposed to stop on penalties, but anyway, here's a pitch left side. And around the corner, here goes Felix. He'll get it all back and then some down to the Buck 10-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds.
Works on the stop. He's going to lead the team in tackles here if he keeps going. He's got about four this quarter.
See, and they stop the clock again. Well, because there's a penalty, but I'm not quite sure. I don't get this. I don't think that Penalties are supposed to stop the clock here, but there's a lot of confusion on this running clock thing and when it's actually supposed to start. It seems like it depends on which field I'm at when these situations...
Which officials you have.
Which...
I know I've
done games before where they didn't stop the clock on penalties. So I don't know why they're prolonging the agony for the Bucks here, but 54-14, Triton has the lead, 8:43 left to go. And here's Koss, the sophomore quarterback under center. Fakes the handoff, wants to throw this time, and is going deep down to the corner, and it is caught if he was in bounds.
Yeah, he was in bounds, but he went out of bounds about the 2-yard line.
Ryan Thomas, I think, number 16, was it, that made the catch there?
Yes. Nice throw from 12.
Yeah, from Koss. Thomas, 5'8", 140-pound sophomore, makes the catch. And the ball down to the Buck 4-yard line. First and goal for the Cobras there. Look at that. Their backup guy's a gunslinger.
Yeah.
Braxton Koss.
Coach Nesseth called him right over. I don't know if he called that play himself or not.
And there's a handoff straight
Felix.
Ahead. And Felix in for the 4-yard touchdown. And the Cobras are on the board again. Another Cobra touchdown. And that'll make it 60-14. Triton with the lead. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, where they have a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That'll come in handy. Check them out at Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth. Now somebody took a timeout or what?
No, they're going to go for two.
Going for two. Okay. And here's Felix on the carry. Flag on the play, though. I don't know if he got in or not. He didn't. So Bucks will decline the penalty because it's going to come against the Cobras here. Yep, holding on the Cobras, declined. Extra point fails. 7:13 left to go in the game. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, Triton 60, Blue Earth Area 14. Back in a minute.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Back here in Dodge Center, 60-14, Triton leads. Another kickoff coming, brought to you by Stage One Sound, offering the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality for the next event you have coming up. Check out stageonesound.com. Talk to Dan, he'll take care of you. Here's the kickoff by Martinez. And that is to the 25. Returned to around the 30 or 31 yard line. And so first and 10.
Dakota Mitchell, I believe, was the guy number 18 with the return.
Okay. So the Bucks have the ball back. And so ball spotted right on the 30 yard line for Blue Earth area. Running clock, 6:38 left to go. 60-14 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. It's been all Triton here tonight. Even their number twos have looked pretty good here tonight.
Yes, they have.
This running back.
Number seven.
Felix.
Angel Felix.
Angel Felix. There you go. Yes,
looks like Juba's going to be the quarterback.
Okay. So Bucks with a bunch of different guys here. Caden Juba now taking over at quarterback for Blue Earth Area. High snap, but he gets it down. Hands it off to Grand Jeanette, was it back
no,
there?
No, no, I think that was 32. Does that sound 32? Right? Ingleby?
Okay.
I think that's who it was.
Drake Ingleby, yep. Another sophomore. Yeah, you're right. 32. Number 10 is in there. Tristan Hansen. Juba over to the sideline to get the play. Second down and 10. No gain on that play. Second and 10 at the 34 Blue Earth area. So Hansen out wide to the right. Number 2, Jacob Guana in there as well. Juba in the shotgun. Will run it himself right side. Cuts back toward the middle and now pushed backwards and will end up being a short gain and a late flag coming in there too. Well, this is going to be some kind of a extracurricular at the end of the play, it looks like here, Bob. It was an offensive face mask. It happens, but not very often. It's a 15-yarder, too, all the way back to the Buck 19-yard line. So 60-14, Triton with the lead in the closing 5 minutes now. 5 minutes to go in this game. And that big 15-yarder pushes Blue Earth Area back to their own 19-yard line. Caden Juba. Going to keep it himself, but he's flung down for about a one-yard gain is all.
Gunner Robertson on the tackle for the Cobras.
Ball at the 20, a gain of one. Third and 20 now from the 20-yard line. 4:20 left to go. Blue Earth Area schedule doesn't get any easier next week, Bob. It's going to be worse. They're headed to Jackson to take on Jackson County Central, who's probably a couple light shades ahead of Triton as far as talent on that team. Here's a pass left side, caught. Running back all the way across the field after the catch is number 32. That's Drake Ingleby, I think, who made that catch there. Was it? Or
I think it was 37.
37, okay. William Wirtz?
I think so. Yes. Okay. He's had a good quarter.
That was a lot of running there for not a lot of forward progress, though, to the 29-yard line.
Are we going for it?
Fourth and 11. With 3:24 left to go. And it looks like they are going to go for it here on fourth and 11. Whoops, snap way over the head of Caden Juba. He's going to have to go back and pick it up. Then he punts it. Nice job by Caden. That was pretty slick, really, all the way out to near the 50-yard line. Smart thinking by Caden there. Jeez. He went back and scooped that thing up and punted it. And that got him out of a bit of a jam there. So ball back out to the 50 for Triton to take over there with 2:51 left to go.
Lorth calls a timeout.
So Bucks take a timeout on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Triton leading Blue Earth Area 60-14. Back in a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Aaron Knutson.
Back here in Dodge Center, Aaron Knutson is now the quarterback. He's just a freshman. Look at this guy. He's 6'2", 180. And he handed it off to Angel Felix again for a gain to the buck 43.
You'll be a defensive lineman next year, and then you'll be the quarterback, huh?
I don't know. Well, not next year, because they still...
I know. Peter Schon will be there, still the quarterback. That's what I said. He'll be a defensive lineman and quarterback the next year.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The year after next, yep. Well, yeah, look at this guy. He is a good-sized freshman there. Here's a pitch right side, and another long run for Angel Felix. Pushed out of bounds on the far side, but another first down all the way down inside the buck 20. And another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. To the 18-yard line of the Bucks. And... it'll be...
my guess is Felix is going to carry it again. What do you think?
Could be.
Left this time.
Aaron Knutson, the quarterback. He's a freshman. Nope. I kind of wondered if Coach Nesseth was going to just take a knee here and run it out. The drubbing has been completed a while back, and so the Triton Cobras are going to just take a couple knees here to run the clock out, and this game will be in the books. So Blue Earth area suffers a lopsided defeat here tonight. 60-14 is going to be the final score. And one more knee, or do they have?
I think that's it.
Yep, they don't need to run another play. So final score on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard from Dodge Center tonight. It's Triton over Blue Earth area 60-14. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
Back here in Dodge Center. Final score once again. The Triton Cobras over Blue Earth area 60-14. I knew the Bucks were up against a pretty tough challenge here tonight, but this game did not get off on the right foot at all either, with a pick six on the first play from scrimmage for Blue Earth area's offense. And the Cobras flexed their offensive muscle here tonight.
Yeah, they did. And they're a well-coached and well-disciplined team. They took it right to the Bucks here, right from the very beginning. And they've got a nice-looking squad. I look for them to have a lot of success this season.
Yep, we'll see how they do. I think they'll be more competitive against those tough teams on their schedule as well. Next week we have USC football, the Rebels hosting Norwood Young America. That'll be our Friday night game. Next week, kicking off at 7 o'clock here on 98 Country. Thanks to Katie and Reese back at the station running the controls for us here tonight from Dodge Center. Again, the final score. It's Triton 60, Blue Earth Area 14. For Bob Hansen, I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Football here on KBW. Today's game has been brought to you by Greg Heine, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, by Hy-Vee of Fairmont, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance, by New Way K&H Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, Stateline Cooperative, by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, the law firm of Front Lundquist & Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, and by Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth. Blue Earth Area Football is a presentation of KBW Sports.
From the garden.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
In this town all up after the sun goes down, and say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain, and I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right, killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a streetlight. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for, I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold, nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo, the DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your loving's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally again? Slow lane, sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave the night on.
want you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it.
From a CD, Mind of a Country Boy, it's Luke Bryan with Love You, Miss You, Mean It. We're about 2 weeks away from that farm tour. 2 weekends, he'll hit 6 farms performing. Connor Smith and Tucker Wetmore will be out on the road with Luke Bryan for the farm tour this year. Lady A, Parmalee, a classic from Dina Carter on the way.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Turn it up. Great station.
Greatest radio station in town.
Hot country music for southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. Whenever you want it, 24/7. You're at 98.1 FM. 98 Country.
Replay.
top. I'm coming in hot. Hey, bartender.
Wake up weekday mornings with Randy Allen, right here on 98 Country.
You're never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, maybe I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath, the last beat in my chest, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Even on the worst of days, I know it's gonna be okay. As long as I've got you right here. Whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
Parmalee called Gonna Love You. Let's check birthdays for the 6th of September. We have country stars Connor Smith, David Allen Coe, Joe Smith of Sawyer Brown, Jeff Foxworthy, and Mark Chestnut celebrating. Macy Gray, the pop singer, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. He was almost James Bond. Idris Elba. Swooshy Kurtz from Mike and Molly. Asher Angel is Billy Batson from Shazam. And if it's your special day today, happy birthday. I hope all your birthday wishes come true this weekend.
Country music makes you feel something.
I love how it makes me feel.
Let me show you how country feels.
And you're about to feel a whole lot of it right now.
98.